Hi, this is Steve Allen. Well, trying to think of a final message is about the most difficult thing I've had to do in a long while. When I first joined UBN 4.5 years ago, I never realised that one day it would close. It's more than a job, it's a family, a way of life. We're also one of the best teams around. And to say thanks to all the people concerned would take all day. But one person who obviously springs to mind is Alan King. Without him having the confidence in me, you might not be listening to this message. My final record, which I've chosen, has no special significance to UBN. It's just one of my all-time favourites. And in closing, may I take the opportunity of wishing you all a very happy Christmas and a very prosperous 1980. From me, Steve Allen, thanks a million. Ta-da.
Baby, you bring out the sweet delight.
11 o'clock news, this is Steve Allen. The industrial peacemaker ACAS is asking both sides in the dock strike to hold separate talks at its headquarters. Employers and union leaders will consider the offer tomorrow. Transport Minister Nicholas Ridley is confirming that the government is considering bringing in troops to replace striking dockers. He says the government won't stand by and watch the country brought to a standstill.
So anyway, so here's the story. Yesterday I decide I want to go out and I want to get a dummy CCTV camera. OK, I need, for purposes best known to myself, a dummy CCTV camera. So I sort of trawled the internet and I went onto Google, typed in dummy CCTV camera, and what comes up? Maplins. So I thought, OK, I hadn't thought about Maplins. I'll go to check online. They've got 338 in the store, so they must have them in there. So I go into the one in Kingston, which is quite a big one. If you remember, I've queued outside Kingston before to get the cheap little television thing. And I've never rated the staff in there, in particular the one in Kingston, where they seem to have got all of life's losers. You know, it's you've got a woman serving you who's got sort of dyed hair with a ring through her nose. Now, I'm sorry, I always think slovenly attitude, you know, from management, slovenly workers. Simple as that. Management who lead, happy workers. Simple as that. So I go in there and I'm looking at it and I thought, no, I'll tell you what, I'll do the normal thing. I'll ask somebody. So I'm queuing up at the little bit. Now, there's some bloke debating whether to buy a reel of wire or not, and he's faffing around like an old tart. And there's another girl there who, it then turns out, is the manageress. So anyway, so she just walks backwards and forwards. So we're still queuing. I thought, you know, we're not actually doing anything. Why don't you just sort of stop and ask? Anyway, this guy then goes, I'll have a think about it. I thought, God, why don't you just go to an electrical supplier's, do us all a favour, bugger off. So anyway, so he sort of tiddles off and he's standing there looking at this piece of wire. The other bloke does his thing. There's another guy doing something else. And then I'm all by myself. Then there's nobody serving there at all. And this other girl has wandered off. And then she starts faffing around on the shelves. I thought, well, you must have seen me. You can't be that stupid or blind.